Jesus, what a man. Words can't place him. Phrases, sentences, 1,001 definitions isn't definite enough to define him. 1,001,001 descriptions isn't descriptive enough to describe him, for he is indescribable. Oh, what a man! The perfect perfection of God's creation, recreated through divine procreation. A man who was man enough to man up just to solve, resolve, and dissolve the problems of mankind by shedding his precious blood on that non-precious cross. How can one fathom this quantum of mysterious love shown by a mysterious man, Jesus? The sun shining brighter than the sun. He becoming man so that men shall become gods. For mankind, he was so kind not to let us out of his mind. He became a misfit, a pathway for men who had always missed their feet. He became weak so that we will still stay fit. A feat a man had to achieve so as for men not to suffer defeat. The feat that has made mankind to sit on victory seat. What a man! The king's king who became the slave's slave for mankind not to be enslaved by the grave. An act he did so brave. He lived to die so that we can live to believe and not be bereaved. He went to that place of skull so that mankind will no longer fall short of his Father's glory. So that mankind will no longer be shut out of his Father's mercy. For the rejected, he went to hell and collected the keys of life and death. And resurrected so as for mankind to be rejuvenated. For us, mankind, he was so kind not to allow sin get us refined and defined. He took the pain for our gain. He was beaten so that we will no longer be beaten. He was pattern, insulted, mocked, and cursed so that we will become a blessing. Right there on Golgotha, he was executed so that we will forever be vindicated. He shed his precious blood for the mistakes, offenses, and guilt of an entire world. What a man! Jesus came to make the sinful sinless, came to make the captives boundless. His blood became an everlasting decree, and through it, we became free. That man, Jesus.